Okay, the Gemara says that the three tefillos that we say were the Obers were Masakin, Avram Avinu was Masakin tefillos Shachas, Yitzchak Avinu was Masakin tefillos Mincha, Yaakov Avinu was Masakin tefillos Arvus. That's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Vav. The problem is there's a Gemara in Yuma that it's talking about how to figure out when it's after Chatzos. And the Gemara says, Tzeluse Davraham Mechimashchri Koisli. The Avram Avinu would daven when the wall would darken. What does that mean, when the wall would darken? You have an east-facing wall, so when the sun rises, it's shining on that wall. As the sun is going up through the sky, the whole first 6 hours of the day, it's shining on that wall. The rays of the sun are hitting that wall directly, so the wall is going to be bright. At Chatzos, when it's exactly at high noon, so then the rays are falling onto the top of the wall and no longer onto the side of the wall. So, you know, obviously it's still light outside, it's visible, but it's not bright because the sun's not shining on it. So the Gemara calls that Mechimashchri Ksali. When the wall darkens, that's when Avram Avinu would be Mispalo. So the Gemara says that's how you figure out the time to daven. Daven what? Obviously it means davening Mincha. The Gemara calls it Slutu Davram. Slutu Davram Mechimashchri Ksali. So the Gemara over there is talking about Avram Avinu davening Mincha. So the Tosfos, Yishonim, asks the Gemara Bracha says Avram would tikkun tefillas Shachas, Yitzchak tikkun tefillas Mincha. But the Gemara Yuma is talking about how Avram Avinu figured out when to daven Mincha. So the Gemara Yishonim asks, what's Avram Avinu doing davening Mincha? He wasn't invited to Mincha. What's he doing here? So he's davening Shachas. So the Yishonim has two answers. First, he says, he says something that's seemingly very simple. Mm-hmm. He says that when Yitzchak was Masakin Tefillas Mincha, which, by the way, that's Parshas Chayisara by Yitzchak Lefnais Lasuch Basod Lefnais Arev. So that was when Avram Avinu was around, according to the Medrash, around 137 years old. He died at 175, so he still had 38 years left to live. So during those 38 years, he was davening Mincha. And Echanami, Yitzchak invented it. Nobody davened Mincha before Yitzchak. Yitzchak invented it. But then he didn't copyright it. He shared his invention with Avram Avinu. So Avram Avinu was also davening Mincha after Yitzchak was masaking it. That's the first test. He says, B'shem Avinu Tam. Then the text Yishonim says the second pshat. And he doesn't bring this in, but I'm going to mention a Rambam connected to the text Yishonim. The Rambam, it's a very important Rambam. I think we've talked about it before. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Malachim that talks about the history of the mitzvahs of the Torah. You can almost call it the evolution of the Torah. The Torah, he started out with six mitzvahs. Adam Rishon had six mitzvahs. In the time of Noach, they added a seventh, Avi Menachai. No. This is in Hilchos Malachim. Hilchos Malachim Perek Tes. It comes over there because he's talking about the mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So, he starts off that Adam Rishon had six mitzvahs, Noach came along, he added a seventh, and then he says, Avram Avinu was moisif one more mitzvah, the mitzvah of Milah, and he davened Shachris. And Yitzchak Avinu was moisif one more mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of Maisris, like we find in this week's parasha, Parsha's Toledos, and he davened Mincha. Yaakov Avinu was moisif again one more mitzvah, that's in 2 weeks from now, Parsha's Vayishlach, the mitzvah of Gid HaNasheh. And he davened Arvus. And then it says that in Mitzrayim, in the times of Amram, there were a few more mitzvahs that were added. And then they came to Har Sinai. And so you had like maybe a dozen or so. And then you came to Har Sinai and all the rest of the mitzvahs were given. That's what the Rambam writes over there. So what are the Mila, Meiser, Giranoshe? These are the mitzvahs that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov added. But the Gemara tells us that Avram and Mekayim called her Akula. Is this Rambam arguing with the Gemara? This is Avram, or does it not stim with Avram Avinu being Mekayim Kol Torah Kul? If it says he had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach plus one Mila and Yitzchak had plus two Mila and Meiser, so not, it's not necessarily against that Gemara, because what the Rambam over there is saying is that these are the mitzvahs that they established as a takana for. You know, it's hard to say, it's hard really to phrase for whom the takana was, for Klal Yisrael. There was no Klal Yisrael for their family, I guess, I would say they made it as part of the religion. Whoever wants to be in, right? Whoever is mistefif tachas kanfei Ashchina and is following the ways of Hashem, so this is what you're supposed to do. They were masaking these mitzvahs as part of the religion. Masha'enkin, the rest of the mitzvahs, Avramin was mekayim personally. It was a personal hanhoga that he took on, but he didn't tell anybody else to do it. The nefesh asherasu b'chara, he didn't teach them to do this. Even his children, he didn't teach them to do this. If Yitzchak Avinu did it as well, and Yaakov Avinu did it as well, it's because he wanted to follow what he saw by his father, or maybe because he was mescavin to all the same things by himself as well. But it was never instituted as part of the religion. But the things that they were masaking, that they instituted. That's what the Pasha is, what the Rambam means when he talks about the Mila, the Meiser, and the Giranasha. So then the Tefillahs also, when we say Yitzchak was Masakin Tefillahs Mincha, it means he was Masakin in Peteris Atakona, that he instituted that everyone should have a Mincha. Before that, there was no Takona of Tefillahs Mincha. But Avraham Avinu could still have davened mincha the same way he did all the other mitzvahs. All the rest of the Tariq mitzvahs, actually Nidnu, Avraham Avinu was being mekayim, so he could be misfalled up to his mincha also. So that's what the Shonim says, that Avraham Avinu was davening mincha and Mariv, but he wasn't masakin them. He was masakin shachris, meaning he said that everyone should daven shachris. Mincha and Mariv he was davening privately. Yitzchak was moisef at hakono of mincha, and Yaakov was moisef at hakono of Mariv. But Avraham Avinu was davening all of them, and that's why the Gemara talks about Avraham Slusid Avraham Mechimashchik Soli, talking about Avraham as Mincha. Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around this. Because how did Avraham put on tefillin? How do you have a the partial tefillin?
Didn't
happen yet.
Okay.
And I don't understand what
we're talking
about.
Good question. Could it be that some of the mitzvahs look different for them than it did for us, meaning that I would. It could be.
I can't get it.
Back you. I think it's better to
get that.
It
doesn't.
We've had other shiurim that were a little bit more on this topic. Here, I'm really just bringing it in agav, so I'm going to pass on that for now.
Didn't the tefillahs correspond to the korbanos?
Yes. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. So these are the two mahalchim over there. Again, according to the second shabbat, his shanim says is that Avraham Avinu was davening mincha, but he wasn't masakin mincha. Al kaponim. To get back to that Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Yuma that I mentioned, that Tzlusid Avraham Mechimashchi Ksali, right? We've been focused on the part about how it attributes the tefillah to Avraham Avinu. But what the actual discussion of the Gemara, that's what we'll spend the rest of our time talking about. The Gemara over there, it's the Kasha. It says that Avraham Avinu would daven mincha when the wall starts to turn dark, which means at Chatzais, or maybe 12:01, as soon as it wasn't the morning anymore, so then the east side of the wall was no longer illuminated by the sun, it was time to daven mincha. Gemara Sekasha.
The sun rises in the east, so it illuminates the west side, and when it goes over to the west, it illuminates the east wall.
I was saying illuminate. You're saying eliminate, right?
No, illuminate. If it's in the east, it brightens the western wall.
No, it brightens the east.
I mean, the sun is there, so it goes this way, right?
Right. So it's going to hit. It's going to hit the east part of the side of the wall.
The west side of the wall.
I mean, the west side of the wall.
The west side of the wall.
Yeah, when the sun.
Here's the wall. Okay, that's Mizrach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the sun rises over here.
It lights this way.
Right, this is the east side of the wall.
It's facing side
right,
of the wall.
The east facing side of the wall.
Okay. East facing, yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara is the Kasha. That the Mishnah in Psachim says, Tavin Nishchat, says different zman of when the Tavin would be Shechet, but the very earliest time on the busiest day of the year, it's the busiest day of the year when it's Erev Pesach, it's not just Erev Pesach, it's Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, so you have to bring the Karban Tavin, then you have to bring the Karban Pesach, and then you have to cook the Karban, I mean not cook, you have to roast the Karban Pesach all before it gets dark. So that was the most crowded afternoon that ever happened. So they bring the Karban Tavin B'Sheish U'Mechtza at a half hour after Chatzai, 6.5 hours into the day. That's the very earliest time that you could bring the carbon tamid. In fact, the Gemara, why this extra half an hour? Avraham Avinu considered it the afternoon, the second that the sun passed the midpoint or reached the midpoint. So why couldn't they bring the carbon tumah then also? So the Gemara gives two answers. Really three, but we're just saying over the first two. The Gemara first says that the walls in the Beis HaMikdash weren't so straight, because since the walls in the Beis HaMikdash were very wide, so, right, they were thick walls. So a thick wall needs to be tapered. This is a little bit confusing. I'm just going to go through this quickly. It's not so important to get it so clearly. But if it's very wide, so then you can't, if you maintain, let's say you have a wall that's 4 feet wide. If you maintain that width all the way up and it's going up 100 feet, so then it's going to topple over. The way to make it secure is to taper it off. If it's 4 feet wide at the bottom, let it be 3 feet wide, 10 feet up, and 2 feet wide, 30 feet up, and 1 foot wide, and a little bit higher, which means that the east-facing side of the wall, right, that's over here, is not perfectly vertical, but is on a slight incline. Because of that incline, the rays of the sun will continue to reach it even a few minutes after the sun goes past the midpoint. And the rays are coming straight down, but it'll still catch some of that incline. And therefore, the east side of the wall didn't really turn dark until a little bit after Chatzais. So that little bit, that was the half an hour that they waited after Chatzais. That's the first heresy of the Gemara, that the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were not mechuvan, were not perfectly straight. And then the Gemara says, Inami, another teretz, Avraham Avinu, it's trologin gedoy lahaya. He was a great astronomer. And he was able to calculate precisely when the sun reached the midpoint. But most people, you're just, using your observations, you're looking up at the sky, you can't really tell exactly when the sun reaches its midpoint. It's, when it's approximately there, but the hour in the middle of the day... Kachatzais, right. Avraham Avinu was able to calculate Bachatzais, but for the rest of us, it's Kachatzais. And so, since it's hard to calculate exactly when it is, so wait for it half an hour after. Now, what's the difference between the two Terutzim? Both Terutzim are really saying that the Ikra Din, the Din Day Raisa, there's no such thing as 12:30. The Din Day Raisa is Chatzais. The Tamid could be brought starting from Chatzais. And it's only because of some imprecision in the calculations that we waited half an hour. But according to the first Teretz, that it's because of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, so it was Dafka they that had this imprecision. They, in the Beis HaMikdash, it's ironic, you'd think in the Beis HaMikdash, they were more sophisticated than anywhere else, but it turns out, according to this, in the Beis HaMikdash, they had this handicap that they couldn't calculate precisely when Chatzos was because their walls weren't so straight. But that's because their walls were very thick because they were in this tremendous palace. But normal people that have a regular wall that's not so big, is built straight. If you have a wall that's built straight, you could see when it's Chatzais. As soon as the east side of the wall gets dark, that means it's Chatzais. So according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, everyone else doesn't have to add that extra half hour, could go with the Zman of Chatzais. According to the second Teretz of the Gemara, that the reason why, Avraham Avinu was able to dive in precisely because it's Shrologan Gedai Lahaya, meaning he had some extraordinary power, obviously, means with his Ruach HaKodesh, regular people can't do that. So then, it's still because of the imprecision, but then the Gemara is saying that we all have to reckon with this imprecision. So then everyone would have to be adding that extra half hour. Now, what's the Nafkamina when we say everyone, or is it just them in the Beis HaMikdash? When you're talking about the carbon Tumid, so Nafkamina, because there was just them in the Beis HaMikdash, right? We don't bring a carbon tumah here in Garden City. But as we know, the Tfilas Mincha was Niskan Keneged, the carbon tumah. What's the deal with davening Mincha during that half hour? Could Mincha be davened from Chatzais, or does Mincha have to be davened from a half an hour after Chatzais? So the Magen Avraham says that you can't daven before 6.5 hours. He says, if you daven before 6.5 hours, you're not yoytze. And the Magen Avraham says, why? Because she'inonu b'kiyim b'davar. Because we're not b'kiyim, meaning he acknowledges that the Ikar Adin is that it's chatzois. The Torah never said 6.5 hours, it's chatzois. But inonu b'kiyim b'davar. Where is he getting that from, inonu b'kiyim b'davar? That's the second Torah of the Gemara. Avraham Avinu is trologin gadayla ha'yabiyadai, so he could be mechavin, but everybody else, we're inonu b'kiyim b'davar. In the back of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a commentary from the same time period as the Magen Avraham, The Magen Avraham was by the Ashkenazim in Poland, and the Pri Chadash was also in the 1600s, and he was in Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim, and also a very prominent Pirush on Shulchan Aruch. And he writes over there that you can really daven. He says lechatchila you shouldn't, but b'di'eved you're yotzei from chatzais. And he brings his raya from the same Gemara, but he brings it from the first teretz of the Gemara. He says the Gemara says that they waited with the carbon tumid because the walls of the Beis HaMikdash weren't so straight. But if you have a straight wall, then you can figure out when chatzais is. So he and therefore you can really be yotzei tefilas mincha starting from chatzais. And yeah, lechatchila you should wait till a half an hour after because then it's easier to be sure that it's after chatzais. But the Yevid you Yetzeh if you daven starting from Chatzais. That's the Machlaikis Magen Avraham and the Pri Chadash. Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Machlaikis Magen Avraham and the Pri Chadash. And it's really, they're arguing about the two Teretzim. I mean, each one is choosing a different Teretz of the Gemara to work with. The Magen Avraham was working Be'ikr with the Teretz of the Gemara. The Avraham Avinu was a Yisraelog and Gedoyla. So he says, so for everybody else, before this Manyan, before 12:30, you're not Yetzeh. The Pri Chadash doesn't bring down that teretz. He brings down the teretz about the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So he says for in any other location, you could really get away with the exact shear of chatzais. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this is a machlokes ha'paiskim. He brings down both opinions. Now, I would just add, I think there's an interesting ha'ara. The Gemara says that, you know, and the Pri Chadash, who's writing in the 1600s, so he says that the Magen Avraham, right? The Magen Avraham was also writing in the 1600s. He says that we can't be yotzei from 12 o'clock, right? Because ain't on a bikim b'davar. Like the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu is shalogim gedoyla, right? With the Ruach HaKodesh and everything. And who could say that they're on the madreig of Avraham Avinu? Now, okay, but what about, you know, of course, I would never say I'm on the madreig of Avraham Avinu, but maybe Google is. I mean, okay, that sounds like an irreverent thing to say. But Lamaisa, everybody has in the palm of their hand devices that are connected to satellites up in outer space and are keeping track of the exact astronomic time. We do know exactly when it's chatzais.
Sundials. We have sundials.
Some of us have even better than sundials.
That's also precise.
Yeah, okay, it was more precise maybe than what they had once upon a time, but most people didn't have sundials. Sundials, like in a big city, there would be a sundial.
Yeah.
People didn't walk around with sundials. But nowadays, I mean, really, everybody has, you can't get a more precise, even if, you know, again, obviously, you know, the Gemara means that Avraham Avinu had some kind of Ruach HaKodesh, but Lemaisa, you know, to say, like, the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, that you can't be Yotzei in that half hour, even B'dieved, because Eino Nubikim B'davar. I mean, really, ain't it a bikin bedover nowadays to know the time? We're living in a different world, right? In the ancient world, even not so ancient, you know, even in the times of, you know, in the 1800s, most people didn't have watches, you know, pocket watches, wrist watches. They started to come around in the 1800s. And before that, even when they had clocks, you know, once upon a time, they didn't have clocks either. But when they did, it was, you know, on the church tower. Like, it was a very major thing to have a clock. You didn't have one in your house. But we're living in a different world, and now everybody has the time, and everybody has time that's connected to astronomical devices. So we really are b'kiyum b'davar. Now, so what do you do with that ha'ara? So to say that the halacha should change, chas v'shalom. You know, we don't shepherdzich with the halacha as it's passed down through the day race. But over here, we're not really shepherding anything. Is machleik again legabi whether yotzei b'di'eved in that half hour? It's already machleik is Magen Avraham in the Pri Chadash, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down both dais, and he says that you should try very hard to avoid it. But b'di'eved, if you did it, I wouldn't tell you to daven again. This is what Mishnah Berurah says. B'di'eved, if a person davened by mistake in that half hour, I wouldn't tell you to daven again because there's a tzad that you already yotzei. So all this ha'ara would change is put more confidence into that psak that you don't have to daven again. Because again, the Mishnah Berurah was saying that Avad, according to the Magen Avraham, you weren't Yotzei, but according to the Pri Chadash, you were Yotzei, so don't daven again. This is a Ha'ara that suggests that maybe even according to the Magen Avraham, Bizman Hazeh should be different. So the Ha'ara, I think, is a nice Ha'ara. Lemais, it doesn't change anything, because the Mishnah Berurah already paskin that Padiyev Yotzei at that time. But so it's maybe really more Lepopula Ba'alma, but Lemaisa, the Ha'ara is that maybe Bizman Hazeh the shaila is not as chomer. That we can have more confidence, at least, in saying that b'diavad you yaitze even in that half hour. Now that's all. If we would go with, as the Mishnah brings down, the machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chadash, that work with the two terutzim of that gemara. And remember, that gemara was talking about the Korban Tamid, and the Achrayim are using that to decide what should be the din of Tfilas Mincha. The truth is, if you take a look in the Rambam, I think maybe it sounds a little bit different. When the Rambam Hilchos Tfila, he has a lashon, I don't have the lashon in front of me, when he's describing the Zman of Tfilas Mincha, he says that how you makrivim, at first he says, it's a little bit, I don't want to go into all the details, but he goes in this paragraph in first talks about the Mincha Ketana and the Mincha Gedola. We're not going to go into that divide, but in both of them, he says on most days, the Korban Tamid used to be brought, let's say, at 9.5 hours, so therefore Mincha Ketana is at 9.5 hours. On Erev Pesach, Shechal v'Shabbos, the Korban Tamid would be brought at 6.5 hours, therefore there were Mesakein for Tfilas Mincha 6.5 hours. The Mashmos is, I think, that there's a step between the Korban Tamid and Tfilas Mincha. Meaning, the halach of Tfilas Mincha is not that you should daven Mincha in the Zman of the Tamid. And if it's a Zman, that they will be Yaitse B'Diyavid with the Tamid, so I'm Yaitse B'Diyavid with my Mincha. The halach of Tfilas Mincha is that you have to daven in the time of Tfilas Mincha. Chazal Mesakein at Tfilas Mincha. What did they base that Takana on? They based it on the halachas of the Korban Tamid. But what we deal with in Hilchos Tefila is the Zman that they were misakin for Tefilas Mincha. They were misakin that we should dive a Mincha at the time that they brought the Tamid. Lemaisa, when did they bring the Tamid? Only at starting from 6.5 hours. What would have been the din if they had brought the Tamid 20 minutes earlier? Would they have been Yaitse B'Diyaved? Maybe they would have. Let's say, according to the Pre-Chadosh, we'll say they would have. But Lamaisa, they didn't. That wasn't the time that they brought the Korban Tamid, so that wasn't the time that Chazal Mesakein for Tfilas Mincha. So then if you daven outside of that time, you're not davening the time that Chazal Mesakein. In other words, it's not that in order for me to be Yaitse, I have to be davening in a time that you could bring a Korban Tamid. In order for me to be Yaitse, I have to be davening in a time that Chazal Mesakein for Tfilas Mincha. They were Mesakein the Tfilas Mincha based on when they Lamaisa brought the Korban Tamid, not based on when they could have been Yaitse B'Diyavid with the Korban Tamid. And therefore, it should be starting from 6.5 hours. And the Rambam is strongly mashma that you're not yaitse if you daven before 6.5 hours. He doesn't say, in the paragraph when he's talking about Tfilas Mincha, he doesn't speak that out. But he has one halacha aleph, I think, is about Tfilas, Zman of Tfilas Shachas. Halacha beis about the Zman of Tfilas Mincha. And then, I think it's halacha zayin, this is Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tefila, I think he says, if one davens outside of the Zman, he's not yaitse. So the Mashmos is clear in the Rambam that if you daven before 6.5 hours, you daven Mincha, you're not going to be Yaitse, which is like the Magen Avraham, but loy mitamei. The Magen Avraham says you're not Yaitse since Einonu Bekim Bedavar, so you can't really be sure that it's after Chatzos, like the Gemara says, only Avraham Avinu was able to figure it out. That's why the Magen Avraham says that you're not Yaitse. But in the Rambam, I think it sounds like you're not Yaitse because the Ikar Din of Mincha is from 6.5. Since that's when they usually brought the Korban Tamid, that's what Chazal Mesakein the Zman Tefila. So according to that, this whole discussion wouldn't be negeya, and certainly having a cell phone in my pocket is not going to change anything because Chazal Mesakein is Zman of Tefilas Mincha, starting from 6.5 hours.
But according to the Magen Avraham, the cell phone would help.
Right. According to the Svar of the Magen Avraham, the cell phone would help. Now, Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah just brings the Magen Avraham and the Pre-Chadosh. Again, it still remains that halacha Lemaisa, I'm saying if somebody does this, you know, ain lanu elo divrei Mishnah Berurah, he says that b'diavad you yaitse because he says because of the Pre-Chadosh, and I had the ha'ar before, then maybe even according to the Magen Avraham, we could also say that. My present ha'ar is that lefi the Rambam, it's really come out that you're not yaitse, but again, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say this. Mishnah Berurah just brings down the Divrei HaPaiskim.
What comes first?
Is that, yeah, is he?
That's only Zman Erev Pesach.
Right.
The regular Zman.
Right, true.
If you're going to look at it that way, then if you're going to say that you're going to go strictly by the Zman, it should be much later.
So the truth is that the Rambam holds that Mincha Gedolah is only b'diavad. And I mean, I shouldn't say b'diavad, b'shas hadchak. And l'chadchila, ideally, it's supposed to be by Mincha Ketana. But the Rosh and the Torah hold not like that. They hold that since that was the earliest time that they ever brought the Karban Tamid, Chazal picked that as the time for Tefillas Mincha.
What comes first, the Karban or the Tefillin?
What do you mean, what comes
whoever's
first?
Whoever's bringing the Karban Mincha. He has to daven. So what comes first? Which is more important?
The chicken.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, which is more... I don't know if which comes first is telling which is more important. That's a good question. I don't know.
Next week.
Okay. So this is all agave. This is the controversy that exists agave the tchilas hazman of mincha. But as we all know, that's nothing compared to the controversy about the seif hazman of mincha. That's when tempers start to flare and people get very animated. Right, when's the end of the zman of mincha?
There is none.
Okay.
If you're a
Sadr, worst comes to worst, call it tomorrow's.
If you're a Babish.
So
you just don't understand what this man is.
So okay, all right. So we actually the basic outline of this, I think, is something that we've talked about a little bit before. I'm gonna go over something that we've discussed before, but today I'm gonna bring in a little bit of a new angle that we didn't talk about before. So there's a very important and famous machlokes rishonim about zmanim, what people call the Rabbeinu Tam zmanim versus the zmanim of the Goinim. There are gemaras that say that from Shkiyas Hachama, it's already considered Bein Hashmashos, meaning it might already be night from Shkiyas Hachama, it's the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. But then there's a steer between two gemaras whether that the relationship between Shkiyas Hachama and Tzitzit Chavim is 13 and a half minutes or is actually 72 minutes, right? There's the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Pesachim. So Rabbeinu Tam has this yesod that there were two Shkiyas. That when Chazal talked about 72 minutes, they meant that Tzitzit Chavim is 72 minutes after sunset. But sunset, that's not the halachic Shkiyah. The halachic Shkiyah that begins Bein Hashmashos is really 58 and a half minutes after the astronomical sunset. And that's what we call Shkiyah of Rabbeinu Tam, or the Shkiyah Shnia. And so all the mitzvahs hayoyim would remain in effect until that time. And that, I think it was just a couple of months ago, I mean, this past summer, that we spent a whole shiur talking about this, and we discussed how the Shulchan Aruch actually passes like Rabbeinu Tam. The Gra argues very strongly against it, and that had a very big effect on the Minhag HaOlam. And this is not a Hilchos Tefillah discussion. This is negated to all mitzvahs in the Torah. I mean, the most Shabbos. Important nafkamina is Malacha, Erev Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you're allowed to continue doing Malacha way past Shkia on Erev Shabbos, but you can't start doing Malacha on Matzah Shabbos until a much later Zman. According to the Ga'inim, it's more Machmir on Erev Shabbos and more Mekel on Mitzvah Shabbos. So you have that nafkamina, and then there's nafkamina is the gabi all mitzvahs that are mitzvahs hayoyim, like the milu, which has to be by day, and the tekiah shev and Rosh Hashanah and the tilas lulav and mikra megillah. All of these are mitzvahs that you have to do by day. So when did you run out of time? According to the Goinim, it would be when the sun sets. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not till 58 and a half minutes later. So one of the ramifications of this, one of the nafkaminas is tefillas mincha. So in Kehillas, where they follow the Hayrois of the Goin, right, which is primarily, you know, people that are influenced by Litta and the Yotzei Litta, so then Shkia is the Seif Hazman, is a very strong Seif Hazman, because Shkia begins Bein Hashmashos. So, you know, the Gemara said that the Mishnah says you could daven Ad HaErev, but once it's Shkia Tachamah, so it's Bein Hashmashos, it's Safek Erev, so you can't daven anymore. If you go to, you know, to Borough Park or Williamsburg, these are places where, you know, in the Hasidic Olam, they're not makabel the Hayrois of the Gra, and certainly Yesh Lehem Amilismaich, the Mechaber, the Ramah, both didn't go like the Gra, so they take the later Zman of Shkia. Shkia is 58 and a half minutes after sunset, that's the Shkia Shnia, the Shkia of Rabbeinu Tam, and you could have a mincha up till then.
Is that everywhere, by the way?
Is that what?
Was that only in Europe, the 58 and a half minutes? Is there a stroll
That's right, that's right. By the Sfardim, they...
No, the Zmanim is different depending on where you are.
True.
Actually, with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Sun. The angle of the
sun. For example,
sun.
There's the role between Shkia and Rabbeinu Tam is much longer.
No, you mean I drop it. Sure, yeah, right. It gets dark much faster in Eretz Yisrael.
Right, right.
Right. So that, so historically, I think in Eretz, meaning, let's say if you go back 100 years, I think in Eretz Yisrael nobody went with the later Zmanim. I think that now the Hasidim over there do at least lechumra, not lekula. I don't know what they do with Mincha, but I think for that they are making. But
everyone does.
Everybody's machmir, right.
Sunset means when it starts or when it's after you don't see the sun anymore.
That's also a good shadow, but that's a very small difference. Meaning the amount of time that it takes from when the actual disk of the sun from the lower rim of the disk to the upper rim is less than a minute, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so. This shita for Rabbeinu Tam is a legitimate shita, right? And you know, you can't criticize Kehillah, who's minig is to be semich on that shita. If you want to be semich on it for other mitzvahs of the Torah, so there's definitely such a shita. When it comes specifically to mincha, though, so there's an additional controversy. There's a gemara in Zvachim. Again, last week we were just practicing because we talked about some kachim and yonim having to do with the akedah. That was the fun kachim. Now we have to roll up our sleeves a little. There's a gemara in Zvachim daf nun vav. It says that minayin ledam shenifsal b'shkiyas hachama. How do you know that the dam of a korban becomes pasul b'shkiyas hachama? Shenemar, and he brings a pasuk. I think v'yayim hakrivay mimenu yeachel, something like that. I'm not sure. Which pasuk, it brings a pasuk, teaches this halacha that the dam is nifsal b'shkiyas hachama. So now, what's the simple meaning of those words? If the dam becomes pasul, shkiyas hachama. What's shkiyas hachama? So, you know, there's two shittas. Whatever shkiyas hachama means, all over, that's what it means over here. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that would mean that it becomes nifsal at the later shkiyah. Problem is, frektes, sakasha. What do you mean dam is nifsal b'shkiyas hachama? To say that you can't do the Zrikas Adam at night, that we know. All the malachas, the Mishnah says, I mean, all the avodos, the Mishnah in Megillah says that the avodos of a korban are daytime mitzvahs. Just the same Mishnah that says that you can't do a mila at night also says that you can't do Shrita, Zrika, Halacha, Kemitza, Malika. All those are mentioned in the same Mishnah that says that you can't do, you eat halal and do a mila and Mikra Megillah. At night, you can't do any of these things at night, and the Gemara brings Pesukim. B'yom Tzavayisah is written, that's how we learn that Zrikas Adam can't be done at night. So what do you mean the Dam is Nifsal B'shkiyas Hachama? To tell me that you can't do the Zrikas Adam afterwards? Of course not, because it's nighttime. I don't need a special pasuk for that. So maybe you'll say Nifsal means, because otherwise you would have thought, yeah, I can't do the Zrikas at night, but I could wait until tomorrow, and I could continue with the avoid of the carbon. So the chiddush of this gemara is, no, the dam is nifsal, you can't do it tomorrow. That's also not a legitimate havamina, because there's a halacha of lina on a karban. You can never continue the avodah of a karban the next day. So what's this halacha that dam is nifsal b'shkiyas hachama? Zok Tosfos, and this Tosfos is going b'das Rabbeinu Tam. It's one of the many Tosfos in the Shas that brings down the whole shtickle from Rabbeinu Tam about the steer, about when a shkia, and brings down Rabbeinu Tam's yisoid. But Zog Taisvis, that this Gemara means the Shkia Rishena. That's what I have an extra pasuk for. That even though it's not nighttime, that because it's really daytime for another 58 and a half minutes, but Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia. Shkia meaning Shkia Rishena. When the sun goes down, the Dam is Nifsal. And even though it's still daytime, and other avoidates in the Beis HaMikdash, you could still do, but you can't do Zrikas Adam, because Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. Now, if the dam is nifsal b'shkiyas hachama, it means you can't do zrikas hadam after that. It means you can't shech the carbon after that, because you can't shech the carbon if you're not going to be able to do the zrika. So effectively, that means you can't bring carbonis anymore after shkiyas hachama. Even though Rabbeinu Tam is according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's still daytime. You can still do all other daytime mitzvahs, but you can't do carbonis. So the zman of the carbon tamid effectively ended at shkiyas hachama. So then you shouldn't be able to daven mincha after that. Tosfos, the Tosfos over there, it's Tosfos in Zvachim daf and Vavel, it's also a Menachas on daf Chaf. I don't think Tosfos over there shells su to Hilchas Tevila. It's Zvachim, it's Menachas, he's in Kachim. He's just talking about bringing karbanos. But Rabbeinu Yoinu, Mesechus Brachas, quotes this Tosfos and says, Lafizeh, comes out that you can't daven mincha after Shkia. Not because I'm a Litvak, I hold like the Goyin that Shkia is at sunset. No, I'll do Malacha. I'll do Malacha Mamash on Friday for another 58 minutes. But I can't daven mincha at that time. Because there's a special gezeirah to kasva that the dam is nifsal b'shkiyas hachama. So that means that the zman of the carbon tamid is only up till shkiyas hachama. So you can't daven a tefillah after shkiyas hachama. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Yoina, which is based on this taisvis. And it's a major challenge against anyone that would want to daven mincha after shkiyas hachama. Even if we'll grant you good, you could be semichan Rabbeinu Tam, but even according to Rabbeinu Tam, how can you daven once the dam is nifsal? So that's the kasha on this anhaga. So there's a shagas aryeh.
Rabbeinu Yoina is das yochid on that point.
So the shagas aryeh. I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Yoina says this. The Tosfos, the pashtus, it's the opinion of Tosfos. So it sounds like that in Tosfos. You know, the taste is very significant because it's not a das yachid because to begin with, you have whoever holds of the early shkia for all the mitzvahs. So then for sure you can't dive in later. It's all but Rabbeinu Tam holds that you have that shkia is later. But if even Rabbeinu Tam himself says, but for the carbon tumid, you can't go past shkia, so that's a very significant shita.
How would you prevent himself?
So the shagas aryeh, and this is very, very interesting just to think about who there's a Shagas Aryeh. It's a very long piece. Shagas Aryeh tend to be long, and this is a pretty long piece for Shagas Aryeh. All about, you know, it's on this topic of what's the safe zman of Tfilas Mincha. Could you daven Mincha after Shkia? A very, very long piece in the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh, and his maskana is to defend the practice of davening later. He holds that you're allowed to daven until Tzitzik HaChavim. The Shagas Aryeh was a Volozhiner. He was a Litvisha, even though he's known as the Rav of Metz, right? Metz was in Western Europe and in France, but that was B'Sof Yomov that he became the Rav of Metz. He did a lot of traveling, but he spent most of his life in Lita. He was born and raised in Lita, and he spent most of his life there, and he lives in Volozhin. I think there's a Maisa, I think. It's just in the back of my head. I don't know if this is really brought down, if this is authentic, but I think there's some kind of a maisa having to do with a special bracha that Rav Chaim Volozhiner got as a child from the Shagas Aryeh. But it makes sense. I mean, it was in the same right place, right part of history and right part of the world. Anyway, he has a very long shtickle arguing that you should be allowed to daven mincha even after Shkiyas HaChama. And a lot of it, at least, is involved in the sugya in Zvachim Menaches about Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyas HaChama. What does that Gemara mean? He asks Kashas on Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. He says why he doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. So what is the Pshat? So Shagas Aryeh says that he thinks the Pshat in that Gemara, Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyas HaChama, it really means the later Shkia. We said before, what do you need a puzzle for the Dam Nifsal for later Shkia? To say that you can't do Zrika afterwards, you can't do any Avoida. If it's nighttime, you can't do Avoida. To say that you can't do it tomorrow, there's Lina. Lina always passes the Karban. So, like the Shagas Aryeh, when you bring a Karban, now this, again, this is Kachim, but it's basics. If you say Ezra Mekoyman in the morning, so you have all that you need to know. Every Karban had a different amount of Matanis. That the dam that you need to put the dam on the mizbeach. The carbon chatas had arba matanis, right? It would be put in the four corners of the mizbeach. A carbon oila and most carbonis had shtayim shein arba, meaning on the two diagonal corners. And then in the last mission in Ezra Mekoyman, it mentions the bechor and the ma'aser and the pesach were the only ones that had a matana echas. But most carbonis had more than one matana. So a carbon oila, let's focus on the carbon oila because the tumid is a carbon oila, needed two matanis. right, on two opposite corners of the Mizbeach. How many of them were ma'akev? What did you need to do with the dam in order for the carbon to be kosher? So halacha is that only one is ma'akev. Again, from Ezu Mekayman, if you remember, in Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis of Ezu Mekayman, when we're talking about those carbonos whose dam went inside, right, Ben Abadim and the Mizbech Hazav, so over there, the Mishnah says, Matana achas mehen ma'akaves. All the rest of the Mishnayos and the Parag don't say that. Matana achas ma'akaves. Matana achas ma'akaves means that if you're missing even a single matana, that's ma'akev. So that was true for the Parag Hanasrafim, Masir Hanasrafim, and for the carbon of the Mishnah Aleph over there. But for Achatas, for an Ayla, Achatas had four matanos, but only one was ma'akev. Ayla had two matanis, but only one was ma'akev. Zok the Shagasari, yay. So this Gemara is talking about the rest of the matanis. The rest of the matanis, you could have very well said that it should be kosher balayla, because even though an avoide is not kosher balayla, but what do we do at balayla? Hektachalav and vayivarim, putting the meat onto the mizbeach, that we do at night. In fact, that's why Tfilas Arabis is at night. It's connected to Hektachalav and vayivarim. And the Gemara says because that's just the shiarei hakarban. Shirayim of a mitzvah of a carbon is allowed to be done at night. Why is that called shirayim? Because it's not ma'akev. So he says, so the second matan of the carbon ayla, that's also shirayim of the carbon. And it's not ma'akev. And therefore it should be allowed to be done at night. So on that, the Gemara says in drasha that Madam is nifsal b'shkiyas achama. It doesn't mean the early shkiyah, it means the later shkiyah. It means when it's nighttime, Madam is nifsal. But the chiddush is that you can't even do the second matana, even though it's not negeya to making the carbon kosher or not. But especially the dam is nifsal. If that's the pshat, then you know it's an alternative to Tosis pshat. So it doesn't bring us any. Then there's no reason to say that this din of dam is nifsal means an earlier shkia than all other mitzvahs. So then ataka means the later shkia means the same as all other mitzvahs. Nothing becomes possible until the end of the day. No mitzvahs get excluded until the end of the day. So Lefizeh, he says the halacha is going to be that you could daven mincha until the end of the day, which you know will be the later shkia. He brings, and like I said, it's a long shuvi. He brings a lot of rayas, and you know, and the derech of the shagasai is that every, you know, he'll bring a raya to the topic that the shuvi is about, but then each raya gets into its own long, complicated discussion, bringing in all the different angles and parts of the sugya. So he brings one interesting raya. The Gemara says, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. This is also a Gemara that comes up from time to time. We've mentioned this before. It says that Rav would daven, we make an early Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Brachas Ab Chavzayin. It's the makar of what we call nowadays the early Shabbos. Right? We don't remember because now that we changed the clock, we're in winter mode. But right, in the summer, we like to make an early Shabbos. So, right, which means that we daven Marv when it's still light outside. How can you daven Marv when it's still light outside? Because the Gemara says, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav would daven the nighttime davening when it was still daytime. Yeah. And the Gemara says, so you see, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? So just a quick reminder, the Mishnah over there says that Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, Rabbi Yehuda Imer Ad Plag HaMincha. So Rabbi Yehuda has an earlier Zman, Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before Erev, before nighttime. Rabbi Yehuda says that's the end of Mincha time, and then becomes Marev time. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven Marev starting from Plag HaMincha. So the Gemara says, Rav Tzolos Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Shema Mino, you see that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And in fact, it's a very important Gemara because the Gemara ends up saying it based on that we also pass like Rabbi Yehuda, even though that sounds surprising. What do you mean we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Except we're allowed to daven mincha. Later than that, the Gemara says we pass like whoever you want. Right? David Kamaravid, David Kamaravid, both of them are legitimate shittas. That's how we pass it in that machlaikis. But Zakta Chagas Aryeh, the Gemara says that if Rav daven Marav, while it was still daytime, he must have held like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Well, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that the cutoff is Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is until the middle of the afternoon. According to this Tosfos, or Rabbeinu Yaina, even if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you hold like the Chachamim, but when's the end of, what's the safe Zman of Mincha? Shkiyas HaChama, sunset. Well, that's also the middle of the afternoon. Because nighttime, again, we're going B'shitas with Rabbeinu Tam Zmanim. Nighttime is not till, again, if we'll call it, let's say there's a 6 o'clock sunset. So nighttime is at 6:58. So what's 6 o'clock? That's still the middle of the afternoon. And if that's the cutoff for when the Zman of Mincha ends, and the Shagasai assumes that therefore and Marav begins, so that means that if you daven Marav at that time, that's still called davening Marav in the daytime. So it's a little bit of a, you know, it's not exactly the same time, But both of them, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to the Chachamim, the cutoff for Mincha is in the daytime. So if the Gemara says Rav Davin in the daytime, and the Gemara says, oh, Shmamina, then he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, according to Tosfos, what's the Shmamina? Says this is a raya against Tosfos. This is a raya that the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Yehuda and say Ara Erev, that means the real end of the day, whatever you hold at the end of the day is. And that means that if you hold of Rabbeinu Tam's Manim, you're allowed to have a Mincha until Rabbeinu Tam's Shkia, and then after that is Mariv. Then we understand that anyone that's davening while it's still daytime has to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So this Gemara, he says, is a raya against Rabbeinu Tam, and is a raya that you can allow to daven until the end of the day, and that's how he paskins. Again, this is, you know, it's the Shagas Aryeh, it's as litvish a source as you can get. But he has this long tshuva paskining that you're allowed to daven Mincha until the later Shkia.
And when can you start Marav?
And Marav will be after that, except again, I'm sort of oversimplifying a little bit. I keep on saying Marav will be right after, so but there's the Bein HaShemash to contend with.
In the summertime, so, when we start earlier, Marav, why did they make you repeat Kriya Shema later?
Because Kriya Shema is a whole different mitzvah.
Different story.
Kriya Shema is not, we're talking about Tefillah. Tefillah and Kriya Shema are two different mitzvahs with two different zmanim. Right. And it's for sure, the Meimus HaKeren Shema Ba'arvis is only from the Sefer Chavim. Right. Right, according to everyone, you can't have I shouldn't say mamish according to everyone, but Papashas, you can't say Kriya Shema, you can't be Yetzi Kriya Shema before Tzitzik HaChavim, even if you're allowed to daven Marav earlier.
It's a separate.
Now, there's also another teretz to this kasha again of how could you daven Mincha after Shkia, even assuming like Rabbeinu Tam that you hold of the later Shkia. But how can you daven mincha then if dam Taisa says that the dam is nifsal at that time? So the chayrid that should make it us. That means you can't bring the carbon tumen anymore. You shouldn't be able to daven mincha then. So the Pnei Yeshua discusses this. He has another teretz, and with this Pnei Yeshua, there's a little matan schari betzidoi. There's a geshmaka pshat that we have on something that everybody always wonders. If you didn't wonder, you should. But this Pnei Yeshua provides a solution. But first, how he answers this kasha. The Pnei Yeshua, this is in Brachas Chaf Vav, and he's talking about this problem. He brings in the Gemara in Zvachim that the dam is nifsal b'shkiyas hachama. That means you can't bring the carbon tumen after the shkiyas hachama. So how can you daven mincha after shkiyas hachama? So zok the Pnei Yeshua, the carbon tumen had multiple parts. Right, okay, then it's right. That's the keves, right? That's the keves ha'echad tazav ha'beiker. It's the keves ha'shini tazav ben arba'im. And then vasiris ha'efa. So it's the mincha. And then it says v'niska yain revias ahin. So there was flour. The mincha is the flour. The niskay, the nisachim, that's the yayin, and then it says the keves hasheni ta'aseh ben arba'im, kemincha sabayku chenisky ta'aseh. Again, in the afternoon, you're bringing a keves, and a mincha, and a nisachim. A keves, a mincha, and a nisachim in the morning, and a keves, a mincha, and a nisachim in the afternoon. Dam is nifsal b'shkiyas achama, which means the keves part of the carbon tamid you couldn't bring after shkiyas achama. But you could bring the other part of the carbon tamid. There's two more parts of the carbon tamid, and you could still bring those. Those don't become possible after shkiyas hachama. Those have, you know, they have the mission of Megillah that says that all avoided in the Beis Hamikdash is a daytime mitzvah, not a nighttime mitzvah. Yeah, until the end of the day. So those could be brought until the shkiyas shniyah. Again, if you hold the Rabbeinu Tam's manim, those could be brought until the shkiyas shniyah. So zok the Pnei Yeshua. So that which we are able to daven until the very end of the day, yes, Tefillas Mincha was Niskan Keneged the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. I Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim was only until Shkia. No, that's just one part of the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. But there were some parts of the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim that were allowed to go further, and that's and our Tefillas Mincha is Mesukan Keneged the Zman of that.
Very similar to the Shagasari.
So now, what?
Very similar to what the Shagasari is saying.
Okay, the Shagas Aryeh was saying that nothing became possible. Like he argued and takes his whole pshat in that Gemara.
It seems like the rest, right, of the avoided.
The Pnei Yeshua is acknowledging Tosfos' pshat in that Gemara. The dam was nifsal at the early Shkia. But he's saying, but even so, you could still bring the mincha and the nesachim. Now, what I think is geshmak, lefidus Pnei Yeshua, is there's a mystery that people wonder about with Tefillas Mincha, and that is, why is Tefillas Mincha called Mincha? Shachris, I understand where it's called Shachris. Shachris is Shachris. Maariv or Arvis is, right? That means the evening. What does Mincha mean? Mincha means a gift. That's the literal meaning of the word, or an offering. Throughout Tanakh, it has that meaning. In Torah in particular, it has a more specific meaning. It's a kind of a korban, right? Zvachim and Menachah. Zvachim are korbanis that were animals, and Menachas were korbanis that were flour. But the afternoon tefillah is like, what shaykh is that we call it mincha? Taisus asks this kasha. Taisus in Psachim daf kuf zayin asks this kasha. He says, why is this tefillah called mincha? You'll tell me because part of the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim was a mincha. That is true. But that's true for the Talmud Shel Shachar also, right? The Talmud Shel Shachar had all the same parts of the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, the Keves and the Mincha and the Nesachim. So why, and that was called Shachris. So why is this called Mincha? So Taisvis gives a couple of answers, and there's also in the margin of the Gemara, as I'm talking about Daf Zayin, it brings down a third answer from Mishainim. So there's all the answers to this Kasha. But according to Bnei Yeshua, it just occurred to me that according to Bnei Yeshua, yes, Shachris is in the Zman of the Talmud Shel Shachar. Talmud Shel Shachar has multiple parts, and Shachris is in the Zman of all of those parts. But Mincha is Niskan Kenege, the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. But the Zman of Mincha is not the Zman of all the parts of the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. The Keves has a different Zman than our Tefillah does. Which part of the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim has the same Zman as our Tefillah? The Mincha, not the Keves. So it's a tefillah that's niskan keneged the mincha shel Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, not the overall Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. So that makes a mystery why it's called tefillah mincha. Yeah. Could be that's a new solution to that mystery.
Wow. Okay. I have a question.